بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولشيخنا واحفظه وارفع قدره وللمسلمين أجمعين أما بعد قال المؤلف رحمه الله باب من الإيمان بالله الصبر على أقدار الله وقوله تعالى ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه Alqama said, he is the man who is stricken by an affliction, but he knows that it is from Allah, so he accepts it and submits. In Sahih Muslim from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things that indicate disbelief when present in people, abusing lineage and wailing over the dead. And for them, from Ibn Mas'ud, marfu'an, he is not from us who strikes his cheeks, tears his garment and calls with the calls of Jahiliyyah. From Anas radiallahu an, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah wants good for his servant, he hastens his punishment in this world. And when he intends bad for his servant, he delays his sins until he faces it on the day of resurrection. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greater reward is with the greater trial. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a people, he tries them. So whoever is pleased, then for him is the pleasure of Allah. And whoever is displeased, then for him is the displeasure of Allah.
طيب إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد So this chapter, the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة, he carries on talking about the actions of the heart. I mentioned about 2 weeks ago that the next 9 chapters, meaning the previous 4 chapters and the next 3 chapters, were on the actions of the heart. And the start of those chapters was what? The first one was Babul Mahabba. Babul Mahabba. And then he went on to Bab Al-Khawf. And then he went on to Tawakkul, and then hope and fear, and so on. This chapter, the Shaykh rahimahullah is saying, Babun min al-Imani billahi, from the branches of Iman, from Iman, is what? As-sabr ala aqdarillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qadr that is being referred to here, as you know, in the hadith of Jibreel radiallahu anhu alayhi salam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about iman, he said, an tu'mina billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa liyawm al-akhir wa tu'mina bil qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi, to believe in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the qadr of Allah that the Shaykh is referring to rahimahullah is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masaib, the trials and tribulations and the difficulties that a person goes through. So as-sabr, being patient, ala aqdarillah, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. from the trials and tribulations and the tests that a person goes through throughout their lives, whether it's the death of a loved one, whether it's loss of wealth, whether it's loss of family, and so on and so forth. So that all comes under being patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why it means that is because often if something good happens to the person, which is the decree of Allah as well, lakin often people don't really need patience with that because it is mulaim, it goes in accordance with their natural state and their natural desire. Mathalan, if you were to be given a job, or if you were to give, mathalan, if you were to pass a course or so on, or to get married, that is not a masiba, it is not a tribulation. So there is not much for you to be patient. What you've got to do is apply the servitude of a shukr lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. طيب, so مقصود الباب بيان أن الصبر على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى بيان أن الصبر على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى من الإيمان به. That is the first مسألة, which is the مقصود of the باب. The second مسألة we already talked about, which is what? على أقدار الله. What types of decrees are being referred to here? The musibat, the fitan, the trials and tribulations that a good person goes through. So that is the second mas'ala. So what sort of aqdar has been mentioned is the second mas'ala of the chapter. طيب. The next mas'ala is the munasabah. What is the connection between this chapter and Kitab al-Tawheed? we will see that iman or al-sabr, patience, is from iman. And if a person has sabr, then that shows that they have tawheed, or that the completion of tawheed in their heart. And if they lack in patience, if they have the lack of patience when a musibah or problem comes to them or befalls them, and they are not patient, then that shows a deficiency in one's tawheed. So as-sabr is from those things that it is wajib upon a Muslim to be patient upon the qadr of Allah. And if they are, then it is a means for their iman to increase. And it is haram for them to not be patient upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we shall see. So lack of sabr, it decreases one's tawheed. It is from those things that cause a deficiency in one's tawheed. And having patience is min mukammilat tawheed, from those things that complete one's tawheed. So that is the third mas'ala. What are we doing now anyway? What is it called? Ta'seel al-bab. Ta'seel al-mas'ala. Ta'seel al-bab. طيب. That is the third mas'ala, which is what? The connection between? Naam, the chapter. And naam. The third mas'ala, or the fourth mas'ala, is the virtue of patience. The virtue of patience. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala said that He shall test His servants with the loss of wealth, the loss of life, and poverty, and so on. And then what did Allah Jalla wa Ala say? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then Allah said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to the sabirin, those that are patient. Those whom, if a fitna befalls upon them, they say, "What? Verily to Allah, verily we to Allah we belong, unto Him we shall return." I.e., they show their patience at the time of the musibah, at the time of the difficulty. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so that is the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 155 and 156. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in authentic hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, strange is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, all of the affair of the Muslim and the believer is khayr. طيب, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ, and that is not for except the believer. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained what he means by saying the affair of the believer is strange. He says, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ in asabatu sarra, if something good happens to him and that pleases him, shakara, then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ خَيْرُ لَهُ, and that is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ الْمُصِيبَ, لكن if a difficulty comes to him, or darra, إِذَا أَصَابَتُ darra, if a difficulty comes to him, صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, then it will be also good for him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, and that is narrated by Imam Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, strange is the affair of the believer, meaning his affair is always in goodness. The state, the believer is always in a good state. Why? Because if a blessing comes to him, if Allah grants him a blessing and bestows him with a blessing, then he says what? He's thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he applies the servitude of gratitude. The ubudiyyah to shukr, he applies that. Lakin if a difficulty comes to him, he goes to the other side and he applies the ubudiyyah to sabr, the servitude of a sabr. Because all of these ibadat are actions of the heart, and they are ones that the Muslim should strive for attaining, to complete these levels of servitude. Whether it is gratitude, shukr, whether it's as-sabr, whether it's mahabba, whether it's khawf, whether it's raja, all of these are stations whereby a believer moves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the third, or the fourth mas'ala in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or in which we talked about the fadlu as-sabr, the virtues of sabr. The next mas'ala, the fifth mas'ala, is anwa'u as-sabr. Anwa'u as-sabr, the types of sabr. The next mas'ala is anwa'u as-sabr, which means the types of as-sabr. The first is as-sabr ala al-ma'mur. Ay at-ta'at. As-sabr ala al-ma'murat. Or as-sabr ala al-ma'mur. To be patient upon the ta'at. The worship, the commandments that Allah Jalla wa'ala has prescribed upon you. To be patient upon the salah, hajj, zakah, fasting, seeking knowledge. To be patient upon that. And that is called as-sabr ala al-ma'mur. And the second is as-sabr an al-mahdur. As-sabr an al-mahdur. Ay al-muharramat. To be patient and refrain from and abstain from the muharramat, those things that Allah Jalla wa'ala has made haram. And the third is as-sabr ala al-maqduri, ay ala qadri Allah. As-sabr ala al-maqduri, to be patient with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So these are the three types of sabr that the scholars rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'een mention. So the first one is to be patient on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is to be what? Patient against the muharramat and staying away from the desires and the whims that a person feels. And the third is to be patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maqsood of this chapter, the objective or the one that is intended and that is being referred to in this chapter is the third one. الثالث هو مقصود الباب. The third one is the one that Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة is referring to. طيب. The next مسألة is the sixth مسألة. أنواع الناس أو أحوال الناس عند حلول المصائب. أحوال الناس عند حلول المصائب. The levels of the people or the believers during the times of fitan or when trials and tribulations befall them. The first is من يجزع ويسخط. The one that gets angry and the one that is not patient, as we shall see in this chapter. So the first is that individual who, when a fitna comes to him, when a loved one passes away, or when he's ill, when he finds out about a certain illness or so, he starts to get angry and say, why me? Why does it have to happen to me? Why couldn't it happen to Fulan? And so on and so forth. The second is as-sabir, the one that is patient with the qadr of Allah, Jalla wa'ala. And he's the one that believes that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, qadr Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. And he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He says he's patient upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he doesn't say anything that would anger Allah Jalla wa'ala. The third is aradi, the one who is pleased. The one who is pleased. So the one who is pleased is the third level. He is patient, lakin he is happy that this has happened to him because he knows it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Jalla wa'ala is more merciful to him than his parents. Therefore, he knows Allah Jalla wa'ala only wants good for him, and he sees the good side to every sort of fitna that can come to him. He sees the good in every situation. Mathalan, if he's told of a certain illness, he says, Alhamdulillah, at least that fitna is not in my iman. So he's happy. The fourth stage is ash-shakir, the one that thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this fitna. The one that thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this fitna or this test, because he knows that it is a means for him to expiate his sins. And it is a means for him to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase his ranks in the hereafter. طيب. Then the Shaykh says, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a, with regards to the first verse, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. This verse, let me see the matter of your one. In order to understand the meaning of the verse completely, you need to go to the beginning of the verse. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So maybe write that down as well. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. In the first part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a musibah, a trial and tribulation does not befall and does not take place except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first part of the verse talks about a test, a tribulation upon the person, and tells us that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It only takes place with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the musibah only takes place because of the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah jalla wa ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and whomsoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, Allah will guide his heart. Allah jalla wa ala will guide his heart. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, whomsoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أي عند المصيبة, i.e. whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning whoever has patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the musibah, the fitna that has come to him and the test that has come to him. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, whomsoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is patient, يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, then his reward is يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, then Allah jalla wa ala will reward his, reward that servant with guidance. وَجْهُ الدَّلَالَ, دَلَّتِ الْآيَةُ عَلَى, دَلَّتِ الْآيَةُ عَلَى أَنَّ الصَّبْرَ على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى, على أقدار الله المؤلمة من الإيمان به. وإطلاق اسم الإيمان, وإطلاق اسم الإيمان على الصبر يدل على أنه فرد من أفراده, فالصبر من لوازم الإيمان, فالصبر من لوازم الإيمان. So in summary, the verse shows us that having patience with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the difficulty that you may face and the test that you may face, it shows that it is from iman. So the fact that sabr has been called iman shows that sabr is from iman, and sabr is from those things that iman necessitates iman. So depending on one's level of iman, his or one's level of sabr will depend on one's level of iman. A person's level of sabr depends on the level of iman in their heart. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, another wajh that you can say in this verse, the fact that Allah says, whomsoever is patient with the qadr of Allah, the musibah, the test, then Allah jalla wa ala will guide their hearts. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. Qala Alqama, Alqama, who is one of the tabi'in, he said, rahimahullah, هو رجل تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. In interpreting this verse, Alqama was from the tabi'in, from the students of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And the students of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma, their tafsir is giving precedence to other tabi'in, precedence over other tabi'in, their tafsir, their interpretation of the Quran, because they were under two imams of the tafsir of Allah, the tafsir of the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So he says, Al-Qamar rahimahullah, huwa rajulu, it is referring, meaning the verse, refers to a rajul, a person, a man. Huwa rajulu, lakin, when a rajul has been mentioned in this sort of context, it is not specific to a man. It includes a man and a woman. يعني الإنسان أو المسلم أو المؤمن, the believer, تصيبه المصيبة, a مصيبة, a test comes to him. فيعلم أنها من عند الله, he knows that it is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, أي بقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى, أي بقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى. فيرضى ويسلم, فيرضى, he is patient, فيرضى بالقدر, he is patient, of he's pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُسَلِّمْ أَيْ لَا يُعَارِضُ قَدْرَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, i.e. he doesn't go against and he doesn't oppose and he doesn't dislike and show contempt for the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So Al-Qama rahimahullah, he interpreted iman with patience. He said that this patience shows one's iman. He knows it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's pleased with it and he submits to the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the decree of Allah jalla wa ala. So that is the first evidence that the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned in this verse, in this bab. Then he says rahimahullah, وفي صحيح مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إثنتان في الناس هما بهم كفر الطعن في النساء. طيب, there are two traits that are in the people, that are found in people, that show they are disbelief, that shows there's a branch of disbelief in that person's heart. The first, الطعن في النساء, to defame and to shame one's lineage by saying he's not from this tribe, he's not Fulan's son, or so on. Or to insult one another due to based on tribes and cultures and so on. The second is وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ, وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ, and to wail over the dead, and to cry excessively while showing dislike for the event that has taken place. Whether it's a death, whether it's an illness, whether it's loss of wealth. That is the meaning of an-niyaha. And we studied it recently in in one of the chapters. So the wajhu dalala is adda al-hadithu an-niyahata fi shu'ab al-kufri. Adda al-hadithu an-niyahata fi shu'ab al-kufri لمناقضتها للصبر, لمناقضتها للصبر على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى. فدل ذلك على أن ضدها الذي هو الصبر, فدل ذلك على أن ضدها الذي هو الصبر على أقدار الله من الإيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى. So the وجه الدلالة, how this hadith shows the connection between the evidence and the chapter, is that the hadith labels an-niyaha, or calls niyaha, which is wailing for the dead, to be a branch from the branches of disbelief. And this goes against, and it contradicts, and it nullifies patience upon the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this goes against and contradicts and nullifies patience upon the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if niyaha, wailing and showing dislike for the patience of the qadr of Allah, if that is called kufr and disbelief, then the opposite of it is called al-iman. What is the opposite of that? What is the opposite of crying and showing dislike for the qadr of Allah? What is the opposite of that? As-sabr, isn't it? As-sabr, to be patient upon the qadr of Allah. So the opposite of screaming and shouting and cutting things and slapping one's face and so on, the opposite to that is what? As-sabr ala aqdarillah. To be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shows that as-sabr is from iman, since showing dislike for the qadr of Allah is kufr. Does everyone understand the word of dalala? How it shows us. The hadith says that if you wail, if you hit your, if you have niyaha, and niyaha is wailing in a way which shows that a person is discontent and angry and dislike with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the normal crying. If the hadith labels that action to be what? Kufr, disbelief. The opposite to that is what? Being patient, which shows that being patient is from what? Al-Iman billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Then the Shaykh says, rahimahullah, وَلَهُمَ عَنِ مِنْ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. They narrated from the hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودَ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبَ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is not from us the one who ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودَ, who slaps his cheeks, وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبَ, who cuts off the جُيُوبَ, and this is called the جَيْب, the head opening, the neck, what we call. That is called jayb in Arabic. That's what it was called. And then it was used to refer to the pockets on the side. So everything that is kullu dakhil is called, everywhere that you go into is called a jayb. So that was what it was called. Lakin it's not restricted to that. Wada'a bida'wa al-jahiliyyah. And whomsoever calls and uses the slogans and the titles of jahiliyyah, pre-ignorance or pre-Islam days. So the hadith says that the Prophet ﷺ said, Laysa minna. لَيْسَ مِنْ هَدِّيْنَا وَلَا مِنْ طَرِيقَتِنَا. If you ever come across لَيْسَ مِنَّا, the meaning is لَيْسَ مِنْ طَرِيقَتِنَا أو لَيْسَ عَلَى طَرِيقَتِنَا وَلَا عَلَى هَدِّيْنَا. He is not from our path, he is not from our sunnah, he is not upon our sunnah, and not from our path and our guidance. And this shows what? That whatever comes after this word is a major sin. Because from the signs of knowing what a major sin is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freeing himself from a person. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freeing himself from a person. So it shows that these things that are to come are what? Minor or major sins? Major sin. Let's look at them one by one. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودُ, whomsoever slaps his cheeks and slaps his face. And that isn't restricted to what? Do we say that the hadith says you can't slap your cheeks, therefore you can slap your hands and you can slap your body and you can... La, it refers to anything, even smashing things up, smashing things against the wall, and so on. That comes under what? Dagb al khudud. Washaq al juyub. And whomsoever rips clothes up, rips up one's clothes as a sign of showing distress and lack of patience. So that shows that if a person rips his clothes up, plucks hair out, rips hair out, and any part of the body or anything else, then that is also a form of what? Niyaha, which is prohibited in the Sharia of Islam. Wada'a bid'a'u al-jahiliyyah, and the one that calls and uses the slogans of jahiliyyah. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, al-muradu bid'a'u al-jahiliyyah, the meaning of da'u al-jahiliyyah, the cause of the pre-ignorant days, كل من تعصب إلى مذهب كل everyone من تعصب that has blind following towards one مذهب أو يتعصب إلى قبيلة or he has blind following and unconditional support, love and support for a مذهب or a tribe. So the hadith shows that the opposite of these three things is from iman. The hadith shows that the opposite of these three things is iman, which is to have patience upon the aqdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the one that does these things is not from the path of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what is the mafhum? What do you understand from that? The one that doesn't do it is what? Is from the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عن أنس الشيخ سيد رحمه الله عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة. طيب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if Allah جل وعلا wants خير for his servant عجل به عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. If Allah جل وعلا wants goodness for his servant, then Allah Jalla wa'ala gives him his punishment in the dunya. He rushes and hastens his punishment for him in the dunya. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدِهِ الشَّرَّ And he, if he wants, if Allah Jalla wa'ala wants for his servant الشَّرَّ, evil, and for him to be punished due to his own actions, due to his sins and disobedience, أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِهِ حَتَّى يُوَافَى بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ If a person is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and due to his actions Allah jalla wa ala doesn't want khayr for him, then Allah jalla wa ala stores his punishment for him until yawm al-qiyamah, in which he will be given the complete punishment that he deserved in the dunya. So the hadith shows what? That if Allah jalla wa ala loves a servant and wants khayr for him, he gives him his punishment of his shortcomings in the dunya, regardless of how that punishment may be. And that punishment that the believer goes through is an expiation for his sins. To the extent that a person can leave the dunya with no sins. Why? Because he has expiated for his what? For his shortcomings. There was a hadith where the Prophet where a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she committed a sin that required that she be stoned. And she was stoned and someone cursed her. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily she has given a repentance, she has repented, a repentance that if it was distributed to the people of Medina or to 70 people of the people of Medina, it would have been enough for them. It shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if a person falls into a sin and they are punished for that in the dunya, then in the akhirah they won't be punished for it. Which shows the fadl, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is punished in the dunya, it is not a sign that Allah dislikes them. Rather, it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, as we shall see in the next hadith. And the opposite goes. If a person is doing sin, committing sins, if a person is a disbeliever and they're given wealth, they're given health, they're given family, they're given a happy life, then that is called istidraj. Allah Jalla wa Ala is allowing them to go further and further. So if Allah Jalla wa Ala punishes him yawm al-qiyamah, then his punishment is severe. Jalla sha'nuhu taqaddas ismuhu. So do not look at the kuffar and say, ya akhi, they've got all of this and so on and so forth. So if a person is tested in the dunya, it shows a sign of iman. It could be a sign of iman. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, he got married to a woman. He was married to her for 6 months. And he said, I'm going to divorce you. And she asked him, why have you decided to divorce me? Is it because of a character that I have? Or is it because of a deficiency in my religion? And he said to her, verily, I've been with you for 6 months. And I haven't seen you with a fever or a toothache once. So I fear that your sins have been delayed for you, your punishment has been delayed for you, Yawm al-Qiyamah. So what was he referring to? The expectation that he has is that if Allah Jalla wa Ala loves a servant, that Allah will punish him or test him in the dunya so that this person can leave the dunya purified. Sah? طيب. It doesn't mean you should all divorce your wives after 6 months. طيب, so the wajhu dalala is dalla al-hadithu ala anna ta'jeel al-uqubati dalla al-hadithu ala anna ta'jeel al-uqubati lil-abdi ala dhunubihi wa tawfiqihi lis-sabr وتوفيقه للصبر علامة على إرادة الله له الخير علامة على إرادة الله له الخير نعم. So the وجه الدلالة is that the fact that Allah hastens the punishment of a servant in the dunya and gives him the tawfiq, the ability to be patient, shows that that is a sign that Allah Jalla wa Ala wants good for this for this individual, for this individual. Then the Shaykh says, "Rahimahullah, Taala, rahmatu wa sallam." وقال يعني the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "إن عذم الجزاء مع عذم البلاء، وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم." The reward, the level of reward, is equal to the level of punishment, or the greatness of the punishment. The greatness of the reward is equal to the greatness of the punishment. And verily, if Allah Jalla wa Ala, إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا, if Allah Jalla wa Ala loves a people or loves a person, ابتلاهم, Allah Jalla wa Ala tests them, puts them to test, puts them to the test. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ رِضَى, whoever is pleased, فَلَهُ رِضَى, then for him is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ سَخِطَ, and whoever, whomsoever is displeased and is not patient, فَلَهُ السَّخَطْ, then for him is the dislike and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith shows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the hadith shows that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, then he tests him. And if that servant is patient with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, and they are pleased with that, if they are patient and they are pleased with the test and the punishment that Allah has hastened towards them, or the test that Allah has given them, then Allah will be pleased with them. And the opposite goes. If they are not patient and they show dislike towards it, then it shows that Allah Jalla wa Ala will show dislike towards them, and that they have committed something that has that dislike, that Allah Jalla wa Ala dislikes. So that is the wajh al-dalala from the hadith. Now, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he was asked sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "An ashaddu nasi bala'an." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the people who have the most test and the most fitan and the most punishment in the dunya. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qala al-anbiya." He said the prophets, alayhi salam. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ, and then the closer they are to the application of the path of those prophets, the closer they are to being punished. مثلا, the prophets, alayhi salam. Then the siddiqeen. Then the shuhada and the salihin. The more a person is righteous, the more he will be tested. فَالْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The more a person is righteous, the more that they will be tested. And then he said, يُبْتَلَ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ دِينِهِمْ. People are tested according to the level of their religion. فَمَنْ ثَخِنَ دِينُهُ اشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. So whoever is well grounded in his religion and is firm upon his religion, then great is his test, or his test is great. لكن ومن ضعف دينه ضعف بلاؤه. لكن the one whose religion is weak, meaning they're not very steadfast upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their test will be weak as well. So they won't be punished greatly because they don't have the patience to be that, the religion and the iman, the istiqama, the steadfastness to be patient. They don't possess that. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ رَجُلَ لَيُصِيبُهُ, and the man, verily it happens to him, a musiba, al-bala'u, a test will come to him, a great calamity will come to him, حَتَّى يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ مَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةً, حَتَّى يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ, a calamity will come to him, and he's patient upon that, he will walk, he will be in a situation where he's walking among the people and there is no sin upon him. All of his deeds, all of his shortcomings and sins have been wiped away. Why have they been wiped away? Due to the patience that he had upon the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these calamities happened to him, he was patient. He said, qadr Allah wa ma sha fa'al. طيب. So the fact that the anbiya, the prophets of Allah jalla wa ala, are being tested, it shows that everyone below them will be what? Will also be tested. And life, dunya, is fitna. And the whole world is a test. Your existence from the beginning to the end is a test. Lakin the one thing that will give a person the tawfiq and the ability to carry on through every single fitna and every single problem is what? The sabr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being patient. Having the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Having that iman to be patient. So you may think that a fitna might come or a calamity might befall two people, both Muslims. Lakin this one is not patient and this one is patient. The fact that this one is not patient and this one is patient, is it because of what has happened on that day? In terms of the iman that they've, whether they've prayed on that day or whether they're fasting and so on and so forth. No, it is what they've put into their account beforehand. It is what they've put into their account of good deeds beforehand. So the level of patience they show equals or is a what? Reflection of the iman that they have in their heart. The patience that they show is a reflection of the iman that they have in their heart. That's why you find a Muslim being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's saying alhamdulillah. And another one saying, why me? It was said that a woman, her child passed away. And she said she carried something, she had a hat and she did not want to, or some sort of umbrella, and she did not want to look up. She did not want to look up because she was extremely angry with Allah, wal'iyadu billah. And she said the words along the lines of, ma wajadta illa ibni, you did not find anyone to take except my son, wal'iyadu billah. So if you haven't been tested now, because many of you are young, you may not find, مثلا, many of your family members may still be alive, her parents may still be alive, alhamdulillah, may Allah jalla wa ala give them a long life of da'a. Lakin in life, you're going to go through tests. And everyone's test is different. Lakin, the person who is successful in that test and passes with flying colors is the one who is patient. Some people are practicing, some sisters are practicing, and their family don't allow them to wear the hijab. Sometimes they don't allow them to wear the niqab. Sometimes the young Muslim wants to go to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr and his parents prevent him from doing so. That is a test. Sometimes a person is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they become a Muslim and their family members mock them and show displeasure and maybe even kick them out of the home. Sometimes a person may accept Islam and their family are so angry at the fact that they've left their religion that they're angry with even their beard. And they're constantly staying around them trying to, when they're asleep, trying to cut off their beard. That is a test that that person is going through. So everyone gets a different test. Lakin the level of patience that is required is exactly the same. The level of patience that is required is exactly the same. Then the Shaykh says, Rahimah, na'am. So that is the last hadith that the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah, mentioned. Now, and the wajhu dalala is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the one who is patient upon the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will be pleased with him. And the one who is not pleased and patient with the qadr of Allah, then Allah will be angry with him. From that last hadith, that is the wajhu dalala. Now, so the connection between one's iman or sabr and iman is the fact that sabr, patience, is one of the branches of iman. Iman has different levels. So a person should at all times seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a righteous Muslim. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you away from all types of fitna. At the end of the salah, do not say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr min adhab jahannam wa min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fitna of the dunya and the hereafter. Like, and if that fitna does come to you, then make sure that you are patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only yourselves, lakin your family members. If a problem or calamity or some sort of test comes to anyone in your family, then remind them of this great ibadah of as-sabr, patience. To the extent that salaf, some of the salafs would say that the patience, that patience is the equal to, مثلاً, how the head is to the body, is how patience is to the religion of a person. مثلاً, can a person without a head live? لا. So it is the level of patience you have is how firm, depends on how firm you are on your religion. Or the more firm you are on your religion and have more iman, then it shows, or you will be more patient in line with the iman that you have in your heart. Fahim Sa'id.
Important points. The explanation of the ayah of Surah Taghabun.
Naam, the Alqam rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiallahu anhu, he explained, he said that it is the person who, if a calamity comes to or befalls, and they know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are pleased with it, and they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That this is part of faith in Allah.
Naam, that being patient with the qadr of Allah is a sign of one's iman.
Abusing lineage.
Naam. That is from the kabair, from the major sins.
Making a severe warning for whoever strikes his cheeks, tears his clothes, and calls with the calling of Jahiliyyah.
Naam. And the severe warning is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Laysa minna." He is not from us. He is not from us. And it doesn't mean that he's a kafir, like, and it shows that he has contradicted the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Signs that Allah intends good for his servants.
Naam. And the sign is that if Allah tests the servant and he hastens his punishment for him to cleanse him, to purify him from his shortcomings, so he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon righteousness.
And when Allah intends bad for him,
that Allah jalla wa ala delays the punishment of this individual who is not righteous. مثلاً الآن, as you know, for the last month and a half, the shayateen over in Palestine, who are the squatters, have been harming, killing, committing a genocide. A person may say, "Yani ya khalas, yani, if Allah is on the side of these people, why not? Why doesn't Allah help them? Or why are they being killed like this?" Like, and that is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a test upon them alone, like, and it is also a test for us. Why? Because it is distressing seeing your believing brothers and sisters being killed in the way that they are being killed by asfalun nas, wa asfalus safilin, by the worst of the people. طيب? So that requires patience from our side, making dua for them, supporting them financially in any way that we can possibly help them. Like, and that is a fitna. And the believer at these times of fitna, fafiru ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we run to Allah jalla wa ala, and we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance against these shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy every single last one of them. And it's important that we as Muslims need to understand that these people that are being killed in Palestine, these brothers and sisters of ours, why are they being killed? Is it because of land? لا. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. The reason why they are being punished is because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why all of the shayateen of the dunya have gathered together to kill 2 million people living in a small strip is only because of the iman that they have in their heart. And that is not specific and exclusive to the people of, or that are living in Palestine. Lakin the hate that they have towards them is exactly the same hate that they have towards us. مثلاً الآن, you will find that they will say, مثلاً, a lot of our brothers have been given khutbas, making dua against these shayateen. And a lot of them are under investigation. Right? Under investigation. Investigation for what? Where's the freedom of speech? Yeah, and if you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aslan they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so why are they punishing the Muslims and investigating the Muslims for believing in someone, for calling upon someone who they believe is invisible? It shows the double standards. Whereas the kuffar can call for genocide against the Muslims and nothing happens to them. So it is something that has always been going on through the time, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will always be. Like in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all we need to do is wake up, come back to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves, our homes and our communities, and apply the sunnah and implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these sorts of fitna will never happen inshaAllah. Do not forget there were times when the Muslims were the center point of the dunya. These same fasiqeen are the same ones that were destroying their homes because they couldn't keep their homes in Medina. Read Surah Al-Hashr. The weakness that they have and that they've had is that they were yukhribuna buyutahum fi aydihim. That's how weak they were. And now, because they've got a few weapons, they are killing the Muslims. Lakin the Muslim has to know that وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعْ مِلَّتُ. The only way that the kuffar will be happy with you, even if they claim to be liberal and so on and so forth, is that if you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be aware of the plots of the shayateen. These people that claim that they are the police of the world, they are the real terrorists. Like in, they've done so much ideological terrorism that we as Muslims and even the non-Muslims believe that Muslims are terrorists. Lakin, the one that started World War One and Two and committed many genocides in between and after is called the person that is what? Asking for peace. So we have to understand that these are tests. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to be patient with and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return back to Allah jalla wa ala.
Indicating love of Allah for his worshipper, the prohibition of displeasure, the gift of the pleasure with the trial.
No. Next chapter.
Babu ma ja'a fi riya.
Babu?
Babu ma ja'a fi riya. وقوله تعالى قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد الآية. From Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عن that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah said, I am not independent and free from needing partners. Whoever does...
Say that again.
I am... Afwan. أحسن الله عليك. I am most independent and free from needing partners. Whoever does a deed associating something in it with me, he and his shirk are forsaken. From Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not inform you of what I fear for you then, al-Masih al-Dajjal? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, hidden shirk, a man stands to pray, so he beautifies his prayer when he notices someone looking at him. Recorded by Ahmed.
Now, this next chapter, the Shaykh rahimahullah brings it in talking about another action of the heart, which nullifies one's tawheed in totality or which causes it to be deficient, and it is a riya. So showing off. So the Surah Al-Mas'ala, or this chapter, deals with a person doing an action of ibadah, salah, siyam, hajj, jihad, and so on, for the sake of being praised by the people. That is what this chapter is about. So the maqsood al-bab is bayan hukm riya. Bayan hukm riya, to clarify the ruling of a riya, showing off. And the ta'rif of riya is an ya'mal al-insanu عملا صالحا أو أن يعمل الإنسان العمل من أجل أن يراه الناس فيمدحونه ويثنون عليه. So riya is that a person does an action that you normally get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, so that they are praised by people, so that people see them, so that people see them, or that a person does an action of ibadah so that people see him and they praise him and they mention him in good. That is the meaning of riya. And the ruling of riya is annahu muharram, it is haram. And it is shirk. It can be major or it can be minor, depending on the scenarios that we're going to see. And there's a qa'idah related to the hukum, which I want you to write. Kullu dalilin. So if someone asks you, like, what is the dalil that showing off is haram? You say, kullu dalilin. And this is a qa'idah that Sheikh Salih As-Sindi, hafidhahullah, mentions. He says, kullu dalilin warada fi nahyi, kullu dalilin warada fi nahyi an shirki fa huwa yatadammanu an nahyi an riya. النهي عن الرياء. So the evidence for riya being shirk is every evidence that has been mentioned that mentions that shirk is prohibited. Every evidence that mentions that shirk is prohibited, it includes a prohibition of riya. It includes a prohibition of showing off. It includes a prohibition of showing off. Mathalan, for example, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرِكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Allah says that verily Allah doesn't forgive Allah Jalla wa Ala doesn't forgive a person who dies upon shirk, meaning a person who dies upon shirk. So the evidence for minor riya is this verse. How is the evidence? Because the verse talks about shirk. And riya is a form of shirk. So therefore it is included in this. طيب. So with shirk al-asghar, afwan, or a person doing actions so that people can praise him, and shirk al-asghar, or riya, or showing off in general, it has different scenarios. And I want you to write these down and understand the difference between each one and the hukum. The first is, so you can write a title, Al-Amalu Salihu Idha Dakhalahu Al-Riya'u. So your title would be Al-Amalu Salih Idha Dakhalahu Al-Riya'u فَلَهُ حَلَات فَلَهُ حَلَات. If riya, showing off, enters into the righteous action, then it has different scenarios. The first is إِذَا دَخَلَ الْرِيَاءُ فِي أَصْلِ الْإِيمَانِ. إِذَا دَخَلَ الْرِيَاءُ فِي أَصْلِ الْإِيمَانِ. And that first one is, if riya enters into the essence, the foundation of one's iman. Meaning a person is only praying due to being, wanting to be praised, and wanted to be counted among the Muslims, and wanting to get, مثلاً, the ghanima, the spoils of war, or zakah, and so on. And that is the disbelief of the munafiqeen. That is the disbelief of the munafiqeen. whereby a person only prays in front of Muslims, no one else. Like when he's in his own time, he doesn't pray. Or he only pays a bit of charity just so that he can be called a Muslim. And that is found in the munafiqeen. That is found in the munafiqeen. You won't find that in the believer. You won't find that in the believer. And the munafiqeen, they only appeared where? In Medina. Why? Because in Medina, there was the khilafah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The leader was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Muslims had power in Medina. So the munafiqeen appeared in the form of the believers. So they would pray with the believers, sometimes even go to jihad with the believers, just so that they can't, they're not recognized among the believers. So that is the first type. The second type is إِذَا دَخَلَ الرِّيَاءُ فِي أَفْرَادِ الْعَمَلِ وَلَيْسَ فِي أصل الإيمان. إذا دخل الرياء في أفراد العمل وليس في أصل الإيمان. The second type is if riya, showing off, it enters into the into one of the actions, into a action or into an action, into a ibadah. It enters into a ibadah from the ibadat of Allah. For example, salah. For example, zakah. Lakin it doesn't enter into the essence of one's, the foundation of one's iman. For example, a person pays, مثلا, someone comes raising money for a charity organization, مثلا, a charity organization raising money. And he pays £100 so that it could be said, mashallah, he's generous. He's a believer, he's a Muslim. He's praying with the Muslims, he's a believer. Lakin, he pays £100, he pays sadaqah, so that he could be called generous. That is the surah al-mas'ala. And an example, and the hukum is that that is shirkun asghar. Shirkun asghar. That is minor shirk. And that action is rejected. That action is not accepted. Rather, they are sinning for the action that they've done, which is what? And in this example, the sadaqah that the person has paid. Or a person goes to jihad so that he could be called, mashallah, what a general he is, and so on. To be praised for bravery and so on. So that is minor shirk. And the evidence we shall see, inshallah, in the chapter. Is that understood? For the third and the fourth and so on, we're going to study after As-Salah, inshallah, because it is the time of Adhan. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Salatu wasalam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd. What was the title of the last mas'ala that we were talking about for the Taqsir al-Bab? La. Huh? Naam. It was called Ahwal al-Amal al-Salih idha dakhalahu riya' lahu halat. The first one was that a person does an action only for the praise of the people. And that is the action of the believer, of the munafiqeen. So that can never happen from the, yani, you never find that in the believer. Whereby a person does ibadah, or the asal of his ibadah, the reason why they are doing what they are doing and the reason why they are claiming to be Muslims is only for the sake of getting some sort of worldly gain. Like, and that is the disbelief of the munafiqeen. Now, the second is what? If an action goes into the dakhla riya fi afrad al-amal. If riya goes into an action from the actions of the believers or the actions of ibadat. For example, a person pays a certain amount of charity just to be praised, to be called generous. What is the ruling of that? Shirk al-asghar. The first one was? Shirk al-Akbar. The third is أن يعمل العمل أن يعمل العمل لطلب الثواب ولرياء معا أن يعمل العمل لطلب الثواب وللرياء معا، فهذا شرك أصغر وهو مردود أي غير مقبول. A person, the third scenario is that a person does an action for the sake of Allah, meaning in order to be rewarded, pays or does a ibadah for the reward that Allah has promised the person that does this specific ibadah, and for showing off. And for showing off. So, مثلاً, he pays sadaqah, he wants the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he also wants people to praise him for the charity that he has paid. Is that understood? That type, the action is rejected. And that is shirk asghar. The action is rejected. So this person did the action from the get-go. The reason why they did the action from the get-go is for the reward and for... and to be sure and to show off, نعم, to be praised by the people. The fourth is أن يكون العمل في أصله لله. أن يكون العمل في أصله لله ثم طرأ عليه رياء ثم طرأ عليه الرياء. ودافعه The fourth type is that a person does an action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they start their ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, for example, they see people, or the person that is praying, he sees people near him, people that he respects and so on, and he starts to beautify the salah, or thinks about beautifying the salah. Starts to beautify the salah, or thinks of beautifying the salah, so that they can praise him. Lakin he repels it off. And he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and he repels it off. That does not harm his action. His action will be sound, or his action is sound, and inshallah he will be rewarded for repelling off the whispers of shaitan. How many types? Four. The fifth type, أن يكون العمل لله, أن يكون العمل في أصله لله. أن يكون العمل في أصله لله. ثم طرأ عليه رياء. ثم طرأ عليه الرياء واسترسل معه. واسترسل معه. فهذا العمل مردود. سورة المسألة is, or the fifth one is, that a person does an action for the sake of Allah. When they stand, they are standing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no intention of showing off. And there's no one around them, for example. لكن ثم طرأ عليه رياء. لكن somehow, somewhere along the line, showing off came into his ibadah. Riya came into his ibadah. He might have seen people that are well respected in the community, and he saw that they are in the masjid, or that they can see him praying. So he starts to beautify his salah, and he carries on beautifying his salah. And he carries on, and he carries on beautifying his salah, or the ibadah that he is doing. فَهَذَا مَقْدُودٌ Then that action is rejected and is not sound. The action is rejected and it is not sound and it is not accepted. So what is the difference between this one and the previous one? نعم, the one that was doing the first one, or the fourth scenario, only a little, as he started to do it, or even before he started to do it, like after thinking of it, he repelled it off. He starts to say, "A'udhu billahi min shaytani rajim." He repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He carries on his ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. As for this one in number five, he carries on doing this ibadah. He carries on doing this ibadah. That action is what? Rejected. Lakin, is it every action that's rejected? La. If the action is an action that is connected together, the beginning of it is connected to the end of it, then the whole action is rejected. For example, a person is praying Salatul Zuhr. Salatul Zuhr is how many rak'at? Four. A person starts to pray Salah. The first three rak'at, he done it lillah. There was no showing off. Lakin in the last rak'ah, his father-in-law walks into the masjid and he starts to beautify the salah. Until he said, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah subhanallah." The whole of the third rak'ah was fasid. The whole of the third rak'ah, he done it to show off. That action is batil, it is not sound. It is nullified, null and void. Is that understood? Why is it nullified? Because the ibadah is connected. It's one salah. طيب. Lakin, another example. What if a person, مثلا, is in a masjid and there's a bucket going around for charity and he pays £50 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person that is next to him or the one after him, he puts in £100. And he says, "Listen," he feels embarrassed. He says, "You only put in 50, he put in 100. Ya akhi, ta'al, ta'al," come back. And he puts in £100. Now he has paid what? 150. He puts in £100. Or he puts in 50. So he's the same as the other guy. That second part that he put in, the second 100 or the second 50, that is accepted or not accepted? Not accepted. Why? Because it wasn't for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was because of what? Showing off. دَخَلَ فِيهِ رِيَا. Riya entered upon, entered into the action. Like in his first, the first amount that he donated, will that be sound? Or is that sound and rewarded for that? Yes. Why? Because it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if action is connected, then it is all rejected. If it is not connected, then the part that he had ikhlas is accepted, and the part that he done it to show off is rejected. Another example, reading Quran. If a person starts to read the Quran, he goes to the masjid early, مثلا, and he's reading Quran, reading Quran, reading Quran, and then 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, he sees, after reading one whole juz, he sees someone coming in, and he starts to beautify his recitation, so that he can be praised. Starts to beautify his recitation so that he can be praised. What is his action now? Is it accepted or not accepted? Not accepted. Why? Because it is riya, ahsantum. Which part, or is it all of it? All of it. Why? The Quran is connected. The action is connected from beginning to the end. Why? You say no.
Yeah,
why?
You get rewarded for each half.
You get rewarded for each half. Sah. You get rewarded for each half and each ayah and each juz that you read. Therefore, whatever you read for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, then you will be rewarded for it. And whatever you did not read for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, then it will be rejected and you'll be blameworthy for that. Because reading Quran is not connected, is it? Is every ayah connected to the next ayah? Nah. A person can read the ayah and close the mushaf and walk away, sah? Like, can you pray one rak'ah and then finish the salah and walk away? La, so it is not connected. طيب, the seventh scenario, or the sixth scenario, is إِذَا أَظْهَرَ الْعَبْدُ عَمَلَهُ إِذَا أَظْهَرَ الْعَبْدُ عَمَلَهُ لِيَقْتَدِيَ بِهِ النَّاسِ أَوْ لِيُعَلِّمَهُمْ فإن هذا لا يعد من الرياء. فإن هذا لا يعد من الرياء. If a person prays or does an action, a ibadah, and he does it so that people can copy him, or that he could teach the people, then that is not from riya. Is that understood? Who can give me an evidence for this? It's half-hearted. I'll leave you alone there. Hadith Musi' Salah, okay. What else? خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ جَيْد. Take from me your action, the actions of your Hajj. لا أنا الدليل الدليل from the Quran or the Sunnah or the إجماع of the Salaf. Like was he doing it so that people can copy him, or people can, he can teach them? Sahih, you can be used for that. He mentioned his good deeds slightly. Huh? Naam. Many of the Sahaba would teach people how to perform wudu, and they would say, "Hada wudu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." That is the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib, what about hadith? Hadith of Jibreel, there's quite a lot. Which one? Sahih, okay, when he was, Naam, Jibreel, Hadith of Jibreel. You had your hand up, change your mind. About? Ahsant. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you have seen me pray. Pray as you have seen me pray. So if a person does that and he prays the salah so that people can learn how to pray, khalas, then that is accepted, that is sound, and that is not riyah, that is ibadah rather. Iqat al-salah, when Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of the time of the salah and at the end of the time salah, sah? Inna salah bayna al-waqtu bayna hadain. Jayid, excellent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded or told the companions to learn Quran from certain sahaba. Okay, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu praised himself, or he said the amount of knowledge that he had. Okay, also the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu where a group of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanting sadaqah, and then a man came and he gave sadaqah. When he came sadaqah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasana." So that man, he did an action, and he will be rewarded for the action of everyone else. He done an action, he'll be rewarded for the action of everyone else. طيب, so that is not a sign of a person showing off. طيب, and also you've taken the qaida at the beginning. كل دليل ورد فيه النهي. طيب, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua to say when with regards to a riya, because a riya is very dangerous. It can come into the student of knowledge. It can come into the Muslim, and the student of knowledge should always fear falling into riya. Therefore, the Muslim, the student of knowledge, siyama, should hide his actions. Should hide his actions. Whatever you've memorized, whatever you've studied, and so on and so forth, you hide it, and you don't go around boasting and telling people. And you don't go on podcasts talking about your life story and what you've done and what you haven't done and so on, where you've studied and so on and so forth. One night, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, came to the Jami'ah, Jami'ah Al-Imam, and he was asked to talk about himself. طبعاً Sheikh Fawzan, over 80, 85, 86 years old, it makes sense, he's an imam of the sunnah. Lakin even he, rahmatullahi alayhim, rahmatullahi alayhi wa hafidhahullah, he felt so uncomfortable talking about anything that happened in his past. They said to him, "What do you do in your day?" "I would just wake up, go to work and come back like everyone else." They said to him, "Which one of your books is most beloved to you?" He goes, "What do you want me to do, praise my books? I think all of them are weak." At the beginning, they praised him, and he said, "La, wallahi, you've taken me to a station that I have not reached. Rather, many of you are better than me." So the student of knowledge should preserve his actions, hide his actions, and know that that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter if the dunya knows you. It doesn't matter if you are known. Have you not heard of the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ويأتي نبي وليس معه أحد. A prophet will come and there is no one with him. Meaning what? He had no followers. In the Quran, what did Allah say? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. There are messengers that we've not been told about. Some of the scholars say that the Anbiya are 1,400 plus. Do we know them? Do we know every single one of them? لا. لكن what matters is the relationship they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're doing a ibadah, you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're dealing with Allah jalla wa ala. There's no need for everyone to know. So for example, to call yourself, مثلاً, even on social media, on your profiles, don't put طالب العلم, كذا, student of knowledge, student of كذا, student this, student that, studied here, imam, khatib of this masjid, imam. Who needs to know? هذا بينك وبين الله سبحانه وتعالى. It's between you and Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Yeah, you say, طيب, if you're the khatib, خلاص, do the khutbah and go home. What does the world need to know? You will find people of knowledge, Ahlul Ilm, they don't like to be put in the forefront. They don't like to be asked questions. The Salaf, rahmatullah alayhim, a questioner would come to them and ask them, and they would say, go ask him. They would go to that next person, that next person would say, go to the next person, go to the next person. Because they did not want to be labeled as Shaykh, Al-Alim, Al-Allama, Al-Fulam, kada. Some of the Salaf, when they would be going from A to B in the city, they would take the back roads, just so that it could not be said, that's Fulan. هذا عالم فلان, Imam فلان, وكذا وكذا. And that is the honor of the student of knowledge, to hide himself. To be known is not a good thing. To be known is not something that a person strives for. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi would say, I would love to live in the valleys of Mecca. لكن بليت بالشهرة. Allah has given me the fitna, the test of being famous. He was Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatullahi wasi'ah. All of those people, no, those Imams that were also firm in the fitna of Khalq al-Quran, when they said that the Quran is makhluq, the Mu'tazila, and the Salaf refuted that. How many were there that were patient? Quite a few were patient. And they were killed. Some scholars from the Hanab, some scholars from the Shafi'i and so on. They were killed. Lakin, Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi was punished. They were killed. طيب, many of us, we don't know who they were. Some of the students of Imam Shafi'i were killed. Imam Ahmad's best friend, Muhammad ibn Nuh, was killed. Who knows Muhammad ibn Nuh? Does it matter to him that we don't know him? La. لأنه يتاجر مع الله. He's dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you as a student of knowledge, you should strive not to be known and strive to hide your good deeds, and you should look after your heart like you look after your wealth, and you should fear falling into riya. مثلاً, if someone says to you, if a certain masjid does not invite you, or a certain center does not invite you, or someone else is told to teach and you're not told to teach, say, Alhamdulillah, وَكَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ خلاص. Alhamdulillah, my brother can do it on my behalf. Khalas, it's not the end of the world. Lakin, if you find in yourself that when someone attains knowledge or someone memorizes something that you have hasad in your heart and dislike for them, then go back to yourself and question yourself. Are you doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake? And ilm, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he said, ما علشت شيئا أشد علي من نيتي هي تتقلب علي. I have not tried to rectify something harder upon me other than my niyyah, something harder than rectifying my niyyah. I've never come across anything like that, because it keeps turning to the extent that they will say every hadith requires that you renew your intention. That you would constantly need to, you constantly need to renew your intention. And we shall see this in some of the evidences that are to come. And write this dua down. It may be that Allah Jalla wa Ala accepts it from you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَشِرْكُ فِيكُمْ أَخْفَى مِنْ دَبِيبِ النَّمَلِ وَسَأَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتَهُ أذهب عنك صغار شنكي وصغار شنكي وصغار وكباري. I will, يعني شنكي is most hidden in you, like that of the ant, and I will show you something that if you do it, يعني if you say it, then Allah جل وعلا will rid you of minor and major shirk. اللهم إني أعوذ بك. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك وأنا أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from falling into shirk, in that which I know, whilst knowing. And I seek your forgiveness in that which I do not know, that which you fall into without not knowing. تفضل أخي. لا, we haven't even started the hadith. عفوا, have you read the, عفوا, صح, you read the باب, صح؟ طيب, the Shaykh رحمه الله رحمة واسعة, he mentions three أدلة. The first verse in Surah Al-Kahf, قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء فليعمل عملا صالحا. That is the محل الشاهد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this says, mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to say to us that I am only a bashar, a human like you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like us in the sense that he was a human. He is born and he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's born like we're born. He lived like we live, eating, drinking, having feelings, getting married. And he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لكن يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد. لكن that is the difference. يوحى إلي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah جل وعلا chose him to be the final messenger that he sends to the nations. فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه, so whomsoever yearns and hopes for the meeting with his Lord, فليعمل صالحا, let him do righteous actions. And ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحد, and let him not commit shirk. Let him not commit shirk. The وجه الدلالة في الآية النهي عن الشرك. في الآية النهي عن الشرك في العبادة. ويدخل في عموم النهي ويدخل في عموم النهي الرياء, لأن الرياء نوع من أنواع الشرك. The word to dalala from that verse is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah جل وعلا prohibited shirk. Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited shirk. ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحد. Allah prohibited shirk in عبادة. And a riya or showing off comes under the generality of this prohibition. A riya, which is showing off, comes under the generality of this prohibition. Because riya is a form of shirk. Because riya is a form of shirk. Naam. So that is the first evidence. Also, the scholars take from this verse the two conditions for any action to be accepted. The action of the believer, for it to be accepted, it has to meet two conditions. The first is mentioned, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, let him do righteous actions. For an action to be righteous, it has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, that is the second condition, that it has to be with ikhlas. So the two actions, the two conditions for any ibadah to be accepted are first, al-ikhlas lillah. It has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And the second is what? Al-mutaba'a. It has to be done in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the first condition is missing, it turns into what? Shirk. Because the opposite of ikhlas is shirk. If the second condition is missing, it turns into a bid'ah, ahsantum. So, because the opposite of a bid'ah is a sunnah. Also, when Allah hopes for the meeting with his Lord, al-liqa'u liqa'an. Liqa is of two types. The meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is of two types. Liqa'u nasi ma'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yawm al-qiyamah. The meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, when everyone will be put to the test and questioned and asked about how they lived and how they died or what they died upon. And the second meeting is the meeting that believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among them. Nah. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah mentions the second evidence, which is the hadith where Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Ana aghna shuraka 'an shirk." Allah Jalla wa Ala says that He is the one that is self-sufficient, al-ghani. He's self-sufficient from any partners. And whomsoever does an action in which they commit shirk, they do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'iya ghayri, Allah says, taraktuhu wa shirkahu. Then I will leave him wa shirkahu and his shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, it's called the hadith what? Al-Qudsi. And the hadith Al-Qudsi, the meaning and the wording is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wajhu dalala of this hadith is dalla al-hadithu ala anna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yaqbalu al-amal alladhi ushrika fihi ma'ahu ghayru. وهذا هو وهذه هي حقيقة الرياء وهذه هي حقيقة الرياء فإن المرائي جعل لله شريكا فإن المرائي جعل لله شريكا في العمل لأنه قصد بعمله غير الله سبحانه وتعالى أو لأنه قصد الله سبحانه وتعالى وغيره. So the وجه الدلالة from this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He does not accept the action in which a person commits shirk. The action that is done for Allah and other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah leaves that person and his action. And if his action, if Allah leaves his action, it means it is murdood. It is not accepted. And that is the reality of riya. The reality of riya is that you do an action and you're doing it for someone else as well. You're doing it for Allah and you're doing it for other than Allah. At times you may not even do it for Allah. You may do it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the reality. Why? Because the one that is showing off, he has made partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that is showing off, he has made partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he intended the praise of the people. And he intended to be rewarded by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith of Abu Sa'id, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا هُوَ أَخْوَفُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَسِيحَ الدِّجَّالِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you of that which I fear upon you more than the Masih of Dajjal? More than Masih of Dajjal. And they said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الشِّرْكُ الْخَفِي. الشِّرْكُ الْخَفِي. Shirk which is hidden. يَقُومُ الرَّجُلُ. And then the example came. يقوم رجل, a man stands, فيصلي. يقوم رجل فيصلي, a man prays and he stands and he prays. فيزين صلاته لما يراه من نظر رجل. And then he starts to beautify himself, beautify his salah when seeing that there are other people watching. When seeing that there are other people watching. So the وجه الدلالة is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith described a riya, which is that a person does an action so that they could be praised by other people. The Prophet ﷺ described a riya or showing off whereby a person prays and does so to be praised by others. So shirk al-asghar is also called shirk al-khafi. Shirk al-asghar is also called shirk al-khafi. Some scholars say that shirk is of three types: shirk al-akbar, shirk al-asghar, and shirk al-khafi, major and minor and hidden. And others say that hidden itself, that shirk which is hidden, you will find shirk that is hidden in the major shirk and the minor shirk. For example, major shirk, مثلاً, when a person slaughters for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that hidden or is it something that you can see? Naam, something that you can see. If a person loves other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that hidden or something that you can see? Huh? That is hidden. So you will find shirkun akbar khafi. It is major sin that is khafi. Major shirk that is khafi, that is hidden. But then again, you had major shirk which is zahir, that is clear. Now let's go over to shirk al-asghar, minor shirk. Minor shirk has some forms which are hidden and some forms that you can see or you can hear. For example, shirkun asghar khafi, showing off. We've established that it can be minor shirk, sah? But can you see the person that's showing off? Is it khafi or zahir? Is it something that you can see or hidden? It is hidden. طيب. What about a person saying ma sha Allahu wa shi'ta? Or saying ma sha Allahu wa shi'ta, making partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way, or swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear on my mother's life, for example. Is that not something that is clear? That is apparent? So that is shirk al-asghar, lakini is zahir. It's something which is apparent. Is understood. And that is, yani, it's just in terms of definition. Why is it? Some scholars say it's three, some say it's two. Like in whatever direction we come at it from, the meaning is what? Is one and the same. Is one and the same. طيب فيه مسائل.
Important points. The explanation of the ayah of Surah Al-Kahf.
نعم وهذا محل الشاهد وزب لا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Allah prohibited shirk.
The importance of the case of rejecting the righteous deeds when they are done for other than Allah.
نعم where Allah جل وعلا says تركته وشركه. Allah says that if a person does an action for other than Allah, he leaves him and his action.
Mentioning the reason necessitating the i.e. perfect independence
of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that Allah is the self-sufficient. So Allah is not in need of the action that you do for Allah and other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That among the reasons is that he is exalted above the best of partners.
Naam. Allah jalla wa ala is not equal to these things that are being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fear of riya for his companions.
Naam. And that these are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine us.
He explained it that a man prays to Allah, but he beautifies his prayer when he sees someone looking at him.
Now, he clarifies that that is an example of minor shirk. Allah Ta'ala a'lam wa ahkamu billahi tawfiq.